What's up, everyone? This is Tonu from SciTech.com here with our special guest again, Neff. Go ahead, Neff.
Hey, guys. In this part, we're going to talk about the presentation of NCAA Football 11. The first thing that'll jump out to anybody is the graphics. I mean, you just look at the game. I was watching my brother play a game, and the graphics look sweet. They revamped the whole lighting system, where it just looks realistic, man. When you play it, you'll know that you gotta play it for yourself. Words cannot describe how good the graphics look. Okay. Another thing is the ESPN broadcasting style, the way they put the overlays, you know, the score graphics on the bottom. They copied that all from ESPN. They really want you to feel that you're watching a real college football game on Saturdays. It's good, but you can kind of tell that it's a first year for it. They're just implementing it, and
it's the first time they've actually put this feature on here.
Yeah. Okay. For the next gen, yeah. Actually, for the whole franchise.
Oh, for the whole franchise.
Yeah. But it's a pretty good effort. They did really nice for the first time. I can see a little bit of improvement there.
So for sports fans, do expect this.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. That's a cool addition to it. Mm-hmm. What else is about with our presentation going on?
Well, a couple of years ago, they added custom sounds where you can, whether it's PS3 or Xbox, you can add any MP3 song for any situation for your home team. And it'll be a stadium song. Like, say, you know, for example, you want the Hey song after you score the extra point just to get your crowd all pumped up. They'll play it through the PA system. It's kind of like the same that they have with the NBA, MLB The Show
series. Good game.
And it's really good. The only thing that I wish they did that, they addressed the team builder teams, the teams that you create online, your custom teams. You don't get to really put their own specific songs if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else that along with presentations going on?
Just some ideas on stuff that they could add. Uh-huh. The commentary, it seemed like they took a step back. I haven't heard Lee Corso on the game, so they cut him out of the whole thing.
So the commentary is not really...
No, it's more of a...
Cut and paste, pre-recorded voice.
Yeah.
I don't know, what was that game we played a few years ago? The one where the commentary was awesome? Was that 2K Sports or...
Oh, yeah.
05?
You EA fanboys are going to hate this part, but, you know, last year we... NBA 2K and even the MLB 2K, the whole 2K series this year, they used their... NBA Today thing where the commentators not only talk about the game, but they'll talk about everything that's going on in that game mode. Who's the leading scorer? Who's the top teams? What does the playoffs look like? What's the upcoming schedule? Everything that's happening around. And that was just their first year that they implemented it, and they did a great job with it.
So if only they could have implemented that same idea, mm-hmm, and put more focus on commentary.
Yeah, because I want to know what's going on in the entire, especially for college football. You really want to know who's up in the polls, who's going down, who's losing. They don't even show you scores during the game, like scores in progress. You know.
Oh, cool, man. So that kind of keeps the player coming back. Not only for gameplay, but also to know what's going on with the franchise and the game throughout the year, right?
Yeah. If they would put that in. You know, another thing I wish they added was, I mean, this happened 6 years ago now. NBA, NFL 2K5 had the pre-game, halftime, and post-game shows. I mean, NCAA used to have when Lee Corso wore the head to make his predictions, and I wish they put that for their pregame show, along with, they did a great job with the entrances, the teams coming out through the tunnel,
NCAA didn't go through with that.
No, I wish they really, for the halftime and the post show, I wish they could, you know, try to figure out how 2K did their halftime and their postgame shows. Because that stuff is like stuff worth watching.
Does this detract from the players, from a person's experience in playing the game, or does it add to it?
I mean, it doesn't really detract it from it. But if they put it in, I mean, you would really just sit there and admire something like as if you really did watch a football game.
Cool. Well, thanks again. That was part 3 of our presentation. This is Tone from SciTech.com. Our special guest, Neff.
Hey.
All right. Well, join us for part 4. Thank you so much. See you next time. Mm-hmm.